for a beautiful you. I hope you're all doing well tonight. BBS Talk Radio, the number one internet talk radio in the world. We're so happy to be able to broadcast to you tonight. First of all, I'd like to get a shout out to all of my fans that are starting to come on as BBS Talk listeners. We really love the fact that you love the show. We've gotten a lot of compliments about our guests. People like Michelle, who said she's a BBS Talk show for a beautiful you junkie now. So we're really happy to be able to give this to Michelle and our many fans throughout the United States. Tonight, we have a very special guest, a very talented 16-year-old songwriter-singer. His name is Kristen Porter. How are you tonight, Kristen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. I received word from your publicist about you, and I read a little bit on your website. Very talented young man. I was very curious about interviewing and have numerous questions for you because you've only been doing this 2 years. And you're becoming a major success. I mean, 2 years. That's great. Tell me how you got started.
Well, I received my first guitar when I was about 14, and just like through self-practice and through inspirations, I've come to this point where I'm releasing my own CD and performing everywhere in bars, restaurants, and it's just crazy right now.
16-year-old singer, songwriter, and you could play 3 instruments, is that correct?
I can play guitar and piano.
Guitar and piano, that's okay. You know what? That's great. Now, piano you've played since you were a little boy.
Yes.
But the guitar, you're self-taught?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, I'm intrigued by people when they tell me they're self-taught because I own a business, too, and I self-taught myself in the industry that I'm in. It takes a lot to self-teach yourself, and a lot of video reviewing for me and, you know, going to different pageants competitions over the years because I own a pageant system. Let me ask you, how did you self-taught yourself to play the guitar?
actually, it was my dad's guitar, and he is quite a musician himself, and he showed me how to play G, C, and D. And through the internet, looking at guitar tabs, I've excelled in everything, so.
That is amazing, and you've excelled in 2 year time.
Yeah.
You've taken off like wildfire. I mean, you're just all over. You're in demand at many different venues throughout the United States. Let's talk a little bit about where you grew up first and your parents. Are they singers, songwriters, and how you got your start as the singer, songwriter that you are?
Well, I live in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. My parents are great musicians, actually. My mom plays piano, and she's a very good singer. My dad plays guitar and very good singer. I guess that relates to both of my musician ways, so.
So that goes with my next question. Who are your inspirations? You've just said it, mom and dad.
Mom and dad, yeah.
And also dad is your manager, agent, is that correct?
That's true.
Oh, now how is that? Is that okay? Do you find that, you know, being with dad as your manager is a cool thing?
It's cool at some points. It gets a little rough around the edges, but you got to deal with it.
Well, he seems to be doing a good job for you because you are making quite a name for yourself. As a matter of fact, you're going to be trying out for American Idol soon.
That is right.
Okay. Where are you trying out at?
It's going to be at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, and that's coming up this Tuesday. I'm going down Sunday to get a wristband, and then Tuesday's the audition.
So how are you preparing for American Idol?
Just singing a cappella in my rooms every day. It's just, that's all it is. It's just singing, singing, singing.
Are you ready to tackle Simon?
I think he might like me. I'm not sure.
from what I'm reading, everybody loves you. I mean, you've got venues all over asking you to sing. Tell us where you've made your appearances recently.
I'm mostly at the Sayre Street Grill in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. But I'm touring everywhere, mostly towards the New Jersey side, and hopefully more into New York.
And where is your favorite place to appear?
Definitely Sayre Street.
Yeah, what's Sayre Street? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a great bar and restaurant, and it's meant for musicians. They've got a stage, they've got a house system, and the sound is just unbelievable there. And I think anybody who's a musician in Stroudsburg or anywhere near Stroudsburg should go there because that is the greatest place.
Now, as far as the people that attend, and mostly young people?
Yes.
And so that gets me to your friends. With all that you're doing, we're going to get into that a little later. How are you dividing your time between your friends and your singing career?
It's just crazy. Yeah, it's because I have my my gigs on the weekend, and then that's when all my friends are free, and then they have to work on the weekdays, and that's when I'm free. So it's really tough.
You know, and I know, it's like burning the candles at both ends, isn't it? I mean, I have a talk radio show, and then I own a pageant system, which all my listeners know this. And, you know, I'm just busy 18-hour days, and sometimes I fall asleep with my head on the keyboard. So I know what it is to burn the candle. You have a CD coming out, or has it come out already?
It has already come out.
It has. Okay.
Yes.
What is the name of it?
It's called Christian Porter, One Reason.
Okay, and what is the music about? What kind of music is it?
Well, it has 8 original songs on there. I'd say most of them deal with relationships, and a few of them just talk about just fun in general and life. It's all about life.
And did you write the songs?
I wrote every single song, yes.
You wrote every single song. So, listeners,
yeah.
We have a 16-year-old young man here who is a singer, songwriter, can play 2 instruments, and is also writes his own music. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, God-given talent, you definitely have. I mean, that's wonderful. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're back. Kristen, we had some problems, I guess, with the technical end in our studio, so I apologize for that. Yeah, you know, sometimes these things happen, you know, and I hope our listeners aren't, you know, panic-stricken because they were really wanting this show to be broadcasted, and they were looking forward to our interview. So I'm going to go back to where we started with the last question. You are a 16-year-old songwriter, you know, plays 2 instruments, sings. I mean, you're cutting across the spectrum. I mean, for 16 years old, there's a lot of 16-year-olds that don't even know what they want to do yet. I mean, what gave you this motivation to do all this at such a young age?
I just have to say it's all passion. It's what I love. It's what I want to do. And these 16-year-olds these days are just looking to get a job, and they're still searching for the things to do. And once you find that one thing, you grasp onto it and you follow that. So fortunately, I found mine very early, and I found it, so that's where I'm headed.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so proud of you. When you have someone that young and they're going after, you know, what they really want. And I'm sure you've got a lot of support, though. You've got, you know, many people that are surrounding you and encouraging you.
Of course. I got family members everywhere supporting me. And I can't wait till American Idol and have so many fans and family just supporting me.
Now, are they coming down with you to American Idol?
Just my mom is coming with me because my dad, pushing away from American Idol for a second, we traveled to Florida for high school musical auditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the latest high school musical, Getting the Picture, showcase on TV recently. So my mom's going to take me to American Idol.
Your mom is, okay. So I hope that that door opens and we see you jumping up and down with that. Is it the yellow one they give you saying you did it? I mean, you know, from what I could see, all indications are you're going to be loved in there. You know, Paula, especially when she hears your voice, is going to be very intrigued, I think, being you're so young and so accomplished at such a young age. You know, we wish you the best. We're going to be rooting for you. We're going to be rooting for you, that's for sure. Are you nervous?
Thank you. That'd be great.
Are you nervous?
What's that?
Are you nervous?
Not usually. There's a thing about my nerves. I'm never nervous for a show, but I get nervous after a show, thinking what people have to say and what they think. So.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I know. It's like, okay, I'm excited to get out there, and then when it's done, it's like, was I accepted? Did they like what I did? Now, in school, did you use any of your talents in school or at school as far as being in plays, maybe singing, doing things at the school function?
Yeah, I've been in many school plays, and unfortunately my old school wasn't so big in music, but more in academics. So after this past year, my junior year, I'm now switching to a musical performance school for my senior year.
Okay, so you would like to perform theater, too?
Oh, yeah. I love acting.
Do you? So you're going to be singing, songwriting, and acting. That is wonderful. I mean, there's big things for you ahead. Are you nervous about that? Excited?
I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
You know what? I know what that passion's all about. You keep that inside of you, and it'll keep you going. Even when your stamina lets you down, you have that passion. You'll keep going.
Yeah.
Are you currently writing any songs right now?
I'm working on my next CD, actually. I've written about 3 songs and still working.
So all CDs you do, you're writing your own music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you ever going to have another songwriter write your music?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Are you going to have anybody else write your music down the road, do you think? Or are you just going to do all your songwriting?
I'm sure it'll be back and forth. Actually, one of the recent songs that I've written was co-written by my brother, actually, who plays drums.
Yes, he's 19 years old. His name is Jonathan?
No, that's my uncle, actually. My brother's name is Nicholas.
Nicholas, okay, and you also have a little sister.
Yes, her name's Rosemary.
And they, are they both musically inclined as well?
My brother plays drums, and my sister is all around in everything. She's working on playing guitar, she has piano lessons, and she's not a bad singer, I'd say.
Well, it really sounds like the next Osmond family coming up. That would be great. So what's your upcoming appearances? What have you had in the future besides American Idol? What's going on?
I've got just local gigs. The biggest gig I have coming up is Knowlton River Fest out in New Jersey. Otherwise, it's just local Stroudsburg, New Jersey stuff.
Now, what advice would you give to an aspiring singer-songwriter that is around your age listening to this interview tonight saying, I know I could do it, but I don't know how to get started, and I don't have enough confidence in myself or no one to turn to help me, what advice would you give to that person?
Just practice and the passion and love of playing an instrument or singing. It's all about the love of it, and that's what gets you far.
And like you said, it's that passion, you know, that brings you there. You have upcoming venues that you're going to be appearing at that you would like to tell our listeners who may be living in the town that you're going to be making appearances at?
Yes.
And where do you think, and where are you going to be appearing at one venue in what state?
Probably the History Grill out in Stroudsburg.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place to get started. You get people coming in there in the music industry that will listen to and hear what's going on over there?
Yes, it's a great place.
Where do you see yourself in 2 years?
Hopefully out on the big stage, you know, playing for millions of fans. That's my greatest goal. Otherwise, just keep playing. I want to keep playing guitar for the rest of my life.
I'm sure you have inspirations besides your parents that are singers. Tell us a little bit about who your inspirations are and why they are your inspirations.
Why are my parents my inspiration?
Well, yeah, you've mentioned that your parents are your inspirations. But as far as other singers in the industry, you know, that are well-known. Who inspires
you? My biggest inspiration is definitely John Mayer.
Okay.
He's great. He's got great guitar and great voice.
And who else?
I have to go with local musicians, of course, and bigger musicians like The Fray and Jack Johnson.
Okay, so you've kind of all looked up to them and admired what they do and kind of helped you go along in your path right now, because you're like on a journey right now. It's like,
exactly.
You know, Dorothy who starts off, you know, on the Yellow Brick Road to the end of the journey, you know, and I know we like to use the terminology with our girls, our contestants, but it's true. It's the journey you're starting on, and you have to be confident and believe in yourself, and you'll get there. How do you maintain your school grades and your career? And is it kind of difficult?
That's very difficult, actually. That's most of the reason why I'm switching to this performing arts school, just because it deals with music and academics, and they know how to balance it out, which will help me balance it out.
Yeah, because that's important to maintain both. And, you know, again, it's like burning the candles at both ends. It could be kind of difficult. So going to this school will help you to achieve that because they kind of help you teach you how to balance both.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing. Okay. Are you involved in any sports? Are you able to play sports?
I was playing soccer and baseball for at least 10 years, but ever since this guitar playing and my stuff just blowing up now, I've had to stop all my sports just for medical purposes. Like, if I break an arm, that's it. I'm done. So it's just, I'd love to play, and I'm still into athletics and stuff, but I just can't.
Now, you went to Orlando, Florida to audition for the next High School Musical. How did the audition go?
Well, I found out about it about a week ago before they started the audition. So me and my dad quick got a plane and flew down there. And when I got there, it was just thousands of people just waiting to audition.
Tell us a little bit about what happened down there when you were there.
Well, of course, I met Nick Lachey because he's the host, and that was awesome. And then throughout the first day, just being there, it was great vibe from everyone. I actually made a bunch of new friends. And when I went to audition, they actually make you dance. And that's not really my forte. So, and I danced. So apparently it was all right because he didn't criticize or anything. But like I said before, I don't get nervous for a show. I get nervous after a show. So after I danced, I got nervous, and then he made me sing. So then I was shaking while I was singing, and then he criticized me saying, your nerves got you when you were singing. But also, he said that I'm a singer-songwriter. This isn't my path. These are very bubbly people, great actors, and I should pursue my singer-songwriting career.
And, you know, sometimes we think we can do it all, you know, but sometimes we need to focus on exactly where the talent lies. But you know what? I give you a lot of credit for going out there and dancing because that must have been difficult for you.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
But fun. It was a learning experience, huh? You know, just getting out there and pushing yourself the envelope, you know? Oh, my gosh, I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm not a dancer.
Yep.
Are you traveling around a lot?
A little bit, not too far. Mostly in New York is the farthest I've been. So.
Now, you've had some appearances at bookstores like Borders. Do you sing when you make these appearances?
What's that?
Do you sing at the bookstores when you make your appearances there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I'm wondering, you're doing everything all. Did you start a book now that we don't know about? And which would be good, you know, how to start a career at a young age, giving advice to young people up and coming. That's a good idea, don't you think? And you're thinking, yeah. I don't need any more ideas. I got enough going on. Now, do you have time for, you know, favorite pastimes with your friends, family? Is there many family outings, or is the career taking a lot of time away from family and friends?
We still have a bunch of family get-togethers. Definitely music has gotten in the way at some points, but it's not too bad just yet. It's getting up to that point, but we're still maintaining it.
Tell us about Castro. Is it Castillo America? Is that correct? Castillo America? Is that the name
Castillo?
Of the company? Yeah, tell us about that. I know you're involved with that.
Yes, you know how Casio has keyboards, and they're more in the Walmart department of getting a nice little keyboard for your kid. They've recently come out with this new line of keyboards. It's called the Privia line, and it's the main piano for musicians out on gigs. And recently, I've been discovered at Sarah Street Grill, and this lady came up to me and she said, we'd like you to come down to Casio Incorporated. We'd like to talk about getting you a spot in this corporation. So I went down there and I played for the president of Casio, and he loved it. And after talking for a while, I've received a keyboard from them just as a endorsement. Need to help them out, and of course they help me out in the long run.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Are you excited to be a part of that?
Oh, it's amazing.
We have a caller. Hi, caller. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. The gentleman's name is Chris, right?
Yes, Kristen.
Okay. I was wondering, he just recently mentioned, he was talking about getting ready to audition for the American Idol. And I do know that he's very young and in the teenage area where, you know, they're somewhat kind of wild and not really settled down. But I wanted to ask him, how was he mentally trying to maybe psych himself out for American Idol, and how might he handle Simon knowing that he's so critical?
Okay, Kristen, that's for you.
Definitely a mental part to this is I think about it as just another gig. I go out there, I play them a song, I perform in front of them. It's all up to them. For me, it's just from all these gigs that I've done, it's helped me get to this point where I'm comfortable singing in front of people. So it shouldn't be too bad for me, but in the end, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Well, I imagine it has to be. I have a 16-year-old daughter who's very, very interested in going on American Idol, and I'm just so petrified and scared for her as a parent, because even though she's gotten a few great years singing with some wonderful choirs and some great directors, she's even gone off to a wonderful summer camp down at the university where she works with professors and people that have been in musically, you know, the fine arts for 20-some years and plus. But I, as a parent, I'm petrified. How does your mom feel? I mean, is she worried, upset? I mean, how does she feel handling knowing that her son's going on national TV and possibly going to, you know, be dealing with Simon on a day-to-day basis? It's got to be difficult for her.
I'm sure she's a little nerve-wracking over this, but she's a great supporter, and so is my dad. And just support is everything in this business.
So then your suggestion for a parent would be to try to support them as much as possible, whether they may fail or not? I mean, I'm so worried for my daughter. I don't know if I'm ready to push her to the wolves, so to speak.
Yeah, it's all about experience and all support. That's all it is, and the passion for it, again, with the passion.
How are you handling fame at such a young age, Kristen?
I'm handling what?
Fame. How are you handling it?
It's just, again, with the passion. I mean, you gotta love it to deal with it.
Now, you probably at school everybody's forever wanting to talk to you, teachers, students. How is that at school when you're there?
Well, in the last school that I just ended in, it wasn't too much like that because I was very quiet in school and nobody really knew that I was a musician. And now since it's breaking out, I don't know what to expect at this new school. I'm sure everyone's going to be great friends and great supporters, hopefully.
Yeah, it's really, really important. Do you have community support as well?
Quite a little bit, yes.
Now, for example, what in your community supports what you're doing? Who is it? Like, you know, we have American Legion, VFW, we have, you know, different, you know, venues that you're, you know, singing at. In your community, who's been the biggest support system for you?
Definitely Cherry Street Grill.
we love Cherry Street Grill.
That's where to go.
All right, everybody. Sarah Street Grill, located where, Kristen?
Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and that's where you can sing Kristen Sing. And anybody that wants to sing, Sarah's the place to go. So we just gave Sarah a lot of PR. I think they'll be happy, huh, Kristen?
Yeah.
That's your favorite place, though. You have a passion for Sarah's. Is that where you started out?
Yeah.
That's probably why, huh? You always want to go back and look at where you started out and say, you know, this was the biggest influence in my life. You know, singing there is where I first started. Yeah. Okay. What's your most memorable moment in your experience since you've been started this year?
It would have to be, it's in between, between my first appearance ever performing in front of anyone and going down to Florida for those High School Musical auditions.
Mhm. So tell us about when you went down to Florida.
It was crazy. Everyone was great musicians. It was tough to see where I lie in that portion. But in the long run, I'd say there's about 1,000 people there. I roughly made it up to the top 75 out of 1,000.
That's wonderful. That is great. Now, to get where you're at, did you ever perform in any talent competitions at school or your community?
I have. There was one talent competition. I've done a bunch at my school, but there's one outside school, and it was with 22 girls, and there was no guys, and I was the only guy. And all the girls had CDs with music on them, and I was the only one with the musical instrument. I brought my guitar. And throughout everything, I came in second place.
That is wonderful. The only guy among all them girls. Which,
yep.
you're at an age where, you know, the girls, have you noticed the girls change towards you since you're a star now?
Definitely.
Tell us about it. I'm sure Mom and Dad don't want me to ask this question, but I'm kind of curious to see what you have to say about that.
Before all this, it was rough with the girl situation. And now I've got a few just commenting me on MySpace, and they just want to talk all the time. And I've gotten so many friend requests from these teenage girls now.
And you've become a big star because you are very talented at such a young age. I think, you know, when I read your press releases and things, I think people are really amazed at such a young age you've become so accomplished. You know, and you've stayed grounded. What has helped you stay grounded? Or who has helped you stay grounded?
Well, it's definitely the parents' situation. They keep me focused. And just the fact of being a 16-year-old and not being in this business too long and still having that friend and family support, that it keeps me grounded and not too focused on being all about me.
Do you think a lot of musicians get a big head when they get real, when they start getting real famous and everybody's knocking on their door to want to sign them on?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's crazy. And it's just, you got to look back, and it's all looking back to where you started, and that's where you focus on.
Does Dad and Mom keep you grounded when they see you starting maybe to, you know, get a little bigger head than you should? Do they keep you grounded?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. What do they say to you?
You know, just do your homework.
Do your homework. You know what? That's important, too, you know?
Of course.
But, you know, it's nice to have that support. When you have a support system and people around you, it makes such a difference. Okay, tell us about what's upcoming. You have an event that's very, very dear to your heart. It's a benefit for baby Michael. Let's go into extensive detail about this event because it means so much to you right now.
Just helping someone out is the greatest part. Of course, I'm getting exposure out of this, but it's definitely about this baby because this baby needs so much help and needs so much money, and doing this benefit is great for everyone in the long run. It's great for the baby, it's great for the place of the showcase, and it's great for me. And I just can't wait to do this benefit.
And why are you doing this benefit? Tell us a little bit about baby Michael. Give us a little story. Let the listeners, you know, let them keep informed about why you're having this benefit and a little bit about baby Michael.
Well, baby Michael was about 1 month old and was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. It's called SMA. And his family told him that he probably wouldn't live past a few months. But he just celebrated his first birthday in July, and that's the biggest accomplishment. And looking at that, now he needs surgery for his disease. And now they don't have enough money to perform this surgery. So the benefit is to raise money, of course. What we do is we are bringing bottle caps. And I think it's for every million you get $1,000. I'm not sure on that. And it's going to Sarah Street Grill. Sarah Street Grill is the place where it's happening. And they're actually donating a few percentage of their food profit to this benefit, and I'm benefiting half of my CD sales to this benefit. So it's a great opportunity for everyone, and it's just amazing.
Okay, now if somebody's interested, do you have a website and a location and date of this event?
if you go to SaveBabyMichael.com, I believe it's going to be at Sarah Street Grill on September 6th. I believe it's going to be from 3 o'clock till 6 p.m. There will be four musicians, I believe. One of the musicians will be Regina Sales from Stratton, Wilkes-Barre. Also Randy Bigness and myself included. And hopefully we're going to get the 5%, their band from Stratton, Wilkes-Barre, to perform.
Wonderful. And here you are, 16 years old and doing something like this. I'm proud of you. I'm not even your parent. I think that's wonderful. Behind every successful person are people that cheer you on. You know, when you get tired sometimes, you have people rallying around you saying, you could do it. Keep on going. You know, and I'm sure being 16, well, see, you have a passion, though. I'm sure never once you really said, oh, what am I doing this for? I'm so tired. I can't do it. I don't think you've ever done that. But surrounding you are some very important people. You have your parents. You have your brother and sister. But you also have your publicist, Melanie, and your promoter, Eric. And you know what? Give us a little synopsis about Melanie and Eric, you know, because they are the ones that are really getting you out there and getting you known. And it starts with them, and then as soon as people hear you and see how talented you are, then, you know, they want to continue being a fan of yours. So tell us about Melanie and Eric and how they've supported you throughout your journey.
Well, Melanie and Eric are great supporters of me. First of all, they're both volunteers to my business. Melanie is a publicist for the Pocono Record here in Stroudsburg. And Eric is a promoter himself for his own business. And them two working together is the greatest thing ever. And Eric is definitely driven to do anything he can for me. And he's doing a great job at that. He's getting me postcards, business cards, anything. And Melanie is doing great stories. She's helping me out in that department, and it's just amazing.
So they're a great, so they're a big contributing factor to your success. And without them, it's kind of hard because you do have the talent, but then you have to have people around you that are going to help you get to the next level. And you feel that Eric and Melanie has achieved that. So we want to give Eric and Melanie some kiddos in gratitude for where you are, because I do see a very successful future for you. I mean, you have taken off like a rocket. I mean, usually it takes some people time to get noticed and recognized. So in a 2-year short of a span, what do you contribute this fast rising success that you've achieved?
Back to the passion. The passion of playing guitar and piano, the passion of singing in front of anyone, and the passion of moving forward at a great rate. And it's unbelievable how fast I'm going, but we're definitely keeping focus, and I just can't wait till American Idol and anything that's coming up, and it's just unbelievable.
You know, I'm sure that you know of past singers and songwriters that have come way before you were born. One of the greatest singers to me was Elvis Presley.
Of course.
How do you think the music has changed from then to now? And how do you think Elvis would appreciate the type of music that you are playing?
That's a rough question.
that's all right. You can answer it.
No, it's okay. The music has definitely changed over time, and it will keep changing. The biggest thing is the passion, and you know, everything's going to change at one time, and you just got to look at that and follow that, and you got to keep up with the up-to-date things to do.
Because I really believe Elvis started it all, and I don't think that music would be where it's at, and I don't think anybody would have been afforded the opportunities to be able to had he had not started, because I believe he was a great inspiration and a great achiever with the passion that he had, like you, for singing. you know, because we're coming out of the big band era, and then all of a sudden he's jiving on stage, shaking his hips, and in those days, that was like, oh, my goodness. Now, do you shake your hips on stage? Do you do that kind of thing? Are you kind of going off
no, the I guess you could say I do a little dancing, but not too much.
That's right. We were going back to the High School Musical. That didn't work there, right, with the dancing? But, you know.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. You know what? There's nothing wrong with moving the hips, you know, and getting the stage going. You know, our national pageant host next July out in Illinois, we're having this huge pageant, is Gina James, who's a Nashville recording star. And she's going to be opening for Toby Keith. And, you know, it's amazing when I've seen his videos, the stage presentation, I mean, that he has. I mean, he just, controls that stage. You think that's important as a singer to be able to get out there and really capture your audience like that?
Of course. It's all about the people, and connecting with them is the biggest part of any show. The music is a great part of the show, but you have to connect.
And how do you connect with your audience? Through your music?
Of course, through the music, and definitely staring them down and just moving around and getting them excited and letting them be part of the show. And sometimes, you know, I see some singers out in the crowd, and I let them come up and sing with me.
Okay. So do you think you're ever going to be like Toby Keith strutting across stage like that and just having everybody up in the air with their hands going? Is that something you want to do? Or are you more low-key to just want to have a more mellow type audience?
It's kind of in between on that.
Yeah, because, you know, you're going to have to go up there and dance a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
The girls will like it. You have a young teen female following since you've become, well, I'm sure male following too since you've become famous.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they react to your music?
It's not gone that far with too many teenage girls around me or teenage guys around me. The places that I played at, it's mostly adults. And I'm definitely connecting with the adults. They love it. I play mellow music for them. I play some fun music for them. I'm still working on the teenage range. And if I ever get to that point, I'm just hoping that they love it and the vibe that they have will definitely reflect off me, which will reflect back to them. It'll just be a win-win situation.
On your CD, you've written all the songs that are on there, and I wish I would have been able to listen to the CD before our interview. Tell me about the songs you wrote on your CD. Again, give me the name of the CD, where somebody can purchase the CD, okay? And then tell me about the songs you wrote and why you wrote those particular songs. I want to just get a gauge on your music from your new CD so we'll be able to get our listeners a little bit of insight about what the music's about.
Well, the CD is called Christian Porter, One Reason. You can either buy it from me personally by CD, or you can go to cdbaby.com and purchase it online. There's 8 original songs on there. The first song is called In the Lead, and that's a song about being a leader and not a follower. You want to show one what to do. You just want to follow everyone in their path and make mistakes. You want to keep focused and do what you want to do. So that's the main reason of that first song called In the Lead. And that's one of my favorite songs, and it's very powerful. Now, the second song is called Why Don't You See? That was the first song I ever wrote. That was a song that I wrote when I was 14 years old. And I think that's my greatest hit. It's a slow song, and it's about a girl, but it's definitely pushed its way out, and it's a great success. The rest of the songs, there's called With You and One Night From Now and One Reason. Those are all about relationships and having that girl and having that guy and just that connection. There's a song called We Stand, and that's after a breakup, and it's where you stand in life, and should you still be friends, should you go your own ways, and it's just about communication. Now the last song is called High to Low, and that's the great song. That is the fun song, I guess you could say. It's called High to Low. This song is about anything you want. You can relate anything you want to this song. That's what's great about it. And it talks about the world and how it's changed. And there's one part in the song where I actually spell my name out. And it goes C-H-R-E-S-T-I-A-N-Q-R-T-E-R. That's my name again, but you don't know what I just spelled. So it's just a fun song. It's got a great vibe. The music's very pumped up, and I just love that song. And that definitely finishes off the CD and gets you excited about the next CD that's about to come out. And so the next CD will definitely reflect off that last song being upbeat. It might be a slow song in there, but it's definitely going to be, you connect to these songs, and it's going to be great. I can't wait.
And do you have inspiration? You know, they say authors always write a story about something that may have happened in their own relationship or correlated to that. Do you find that when you're songwriting too?
I'd say yes.
So it's kind of like you're writing about your own experiences into your music, and then being able, your music kind of is an expression of who you are. And I find that with a lot of the songwriters or people that I've interviewed that have written books, they kind of base it on their own life experiences or an inspiration that was in their life. So you're excited about your next CD? When do we expect it out?
As I said, I'm so excited. I've worked on 3 songs so far. It's all being done in my studio at my house. We turned the garage into a recording studio, which is great. And I'm sure I'd say maybe a month, maybe two, just to get it finalized. And if it all works out smooth as planned, I just can't wait. And it should hopefully be a great success.
Now, you've turned your garage into a music studio. Do you find yourself in there quite a bit?
I probably spend most of my time in here. I'd never go in my room unless I sleep. It's hard to even get outside because the studio is so nice. My dad actually was building it for his own office, and I was talking to him. I was like, this is a great studio. And then we just laughing and talking, and here we are. I have a studio now.
You sound like your dad has been your the one who's been the most inspirational in your life. I mean, in today's society, you're very fortunate because in today's society, you know, there's a lot of dads who don't even want to give their children the time of day, and yet dad has been a big supporter, mom too, but dad has been a big supporter behind you, not only turning the garage into a music studio for you and being, you know, the manager and agent. But you know what? It's amazing because he keeps the communication lines open with you and is there to keep make sure that things go well for you. You're very fortunate that way. I mean, he's a very special person. And for those who want to start a career like this but don't have a dad like that for an inspiration, what do they do if they don't have nobody and they want to do this and they have the talent?
He just does everything for me. He manages my business. He manages my regular life as well. He keeps me focused. He works hard himself. He has his own job, and he works for me. So he's doing an amazing job at everything that he does, and he's just an amazing supporter, and I just hope I grow up like him, just in the music way and definitely in the mental way.
Yes, he sounds like he's been right there for you, and I give him a lot of credit because both your parents have done a wonderful job with yourself and your brother and your sister, and that is a wonderful, inspirational story, and I hope it continues because it's very hard to find that, and when you find parents like that, it really makes my heart really go because I think it's wonderful that they supported you. So, you know, we have a few minutes left. Tell us about your album producer. How is he doing putting your album together for yourself?
Well, the guy who recorded my latest CD, his name's Randy Bigness. He actually has a studio in his garage, and that's where we recorded the CD. We did it over winter, and those 2 months of hard work and getting, he played bass on the whole CD, and I and my dad's friend, my dad was in a band when he was young, his drummer played on my latest CD, so that was great, and Randy is just a great support to this. He's helped me out. And he's a musician himself. He's playing everywhere, and he also has a steady job. So he's doing a great job as well.
And it sounds like you have everybody around you for your support system. And with that and your talent, it looks like you're going to go a very, very far. And I hope that things go well with American Idol. I hope you come back on the show and let us know how you did. You know, tell us all about the experience. We'll all be watching the television for you and cheering you on. And again, you have an appearance coming up where?
My next appearance will be at Knowlton River Fest. This Saturday, the 16th, I believe. And that's in Knowlton, New Jersey. And then right after that is Borders Bookstore and then American Idol. And then you can check out my whole schedule at myspace.com/Christian Porter Music, or you can go to christianportermusic.com.
All right, and they can also purchase your CD on your website.
Yes, you can go to my website, or you can go to cdbaby.com and search Christian Porter. And also you can go to YouTube and search Christian Porter.
It's been very nice having you on the show, Kristen. I couldn't wait to interview you. I know the hour is a long time, and you did really well. I'm very proud of you. You're a very talented young man. You have a wonderful support system. We wish you the very best with your career, and I hope that you'll come on the show again down the road and let us know what's going on.
Of course. Thank you so much. This is great.
You're very welcome, and I would like to thank everybody for listening to the BBS Talk Radio for a beautiful you. We have some great upcoming shows. Christian, we have a gentleman coming up who recorded a song back in 1968 called Sugar Sugar by the Archies, Ron Dante. He is touring now, and he has a whole new generation of fans. I mean, we're talking a song that was number one 40 years ago, and now he's back on the road touring. So he's upcoming on the show, so we're very, very excited to be able to see what Ron's been doing. And we have authors, some celebrities coming up. We're going to catch up with Gina James, who's going to be opening with Toby Keith and also going on the USO tour with him this coming year. So we have a lot of guests coming up, our current national queens and people involved with our business. And we'd like to thank you again for visiting with us at BBS Talk Radio for a beautiful you. We wish Christian the best at his American Idol tryouts next week. It's been a pleasure talking to this wonderful young man and getting to know him. Thank you, and we'll see you next Wednesday night on For a Beautiful You.